All right, welcome, welcome, Generating X. I am G Cope.
And of course, C Rob.
And we're a duo today. JT's not here today.
Hey, tag team back again.
Yeah, hey, whoop, there it is. And speaking of that, it's an old song. So we're going to do a little old man stuff today. You know, we's the over 50 crowd. Well, I'm 50, and C Rob is over 50.
You know. I'm barely over 50.
Yeah, you're barely over 50. You're just a baby over 50. And, you know, old people like to collect a lot of old things, and we like to hold on to things, but I don't think that's just old. I think that's everybody. But then when you get older, it becomes old, you know. And what do you do with those old things that are obsolete? Because as we talked about on the last episode, I think that our generation, Generation X, probably had the biggest jump in technology in our lifetimes. Technology changes so fast. So what do you do with that? See, Rob has 100 CD disc changer. What do you do with those old things? So what say you?
I got an old Technics stereo system with all the components, the turntables, cassette deck, 100 disc CD changer, tape deck, like I mentioned, the tuner, the equalizer.
My God.
The head unit, the whole thing that I got from Sears and Capitol Court in 1991 or 92.
See, those are them joints you have all up laid out. You invite somebody over, you show off the little a little Sade on there. Yeah.
I got the tower speakers. I got 4 speakers, surround sound.
Man.
Haven't played it in years. I just can't get rid of it, man. I probably got at least 2,000 CDs in addition to like 300 or 400 cassette tapes from back in the days, man. And that's my hard-earned money on that, man. I just can't get rid of that stuff. And if I got rid of it, who am I gonna give it to?
Your son, collectible items, antique, you know.
Man.
but that was money in 92, 91, whatever you said it was. That money don't mean nothing now. Inflation, brother.
I understand that though, but the collection of it all, man.
Right. You're a collector.
I just can't get rid of all them CDs, man.
So why don't you? No, keep the CDs. All the other stuff, just keep the. You got a single CD player or one that's just?
I got a 3 disc.
Keep the 3 disc. Keep the CDs, and that's your collection. Yeah, you just all the rest of the stuff. I mean, put it in the garage, pack it up. Do you use that stuff at all?
Oh, no. So I understand that. But, like, do you just pack it up and just let it sit there?
Yeah, because your son might one day when he's 50, you know, it might be in vogue. It might be in style to have that in your house. You know, like now it's in style to have the record player in your house, you know. Vinyl made a comeback. So this stuff may make a comeback.
Some validation, man. Because, like I said, I got this stuff. I look at it all the time. And now everything, you know what, we streaming is wireless, Bluetooth.
Shoot.
You know, you don't need to carry your CDs, which is like back in the day, having a car.
Yeah, I know, right? A case. You know, case of,
yeah.
I used to have a like a little booklet in the car.
I got some old LPs. Uh-huh. I got some 45s that was passed down to me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So,
well, you got to keep those. You pass them down to your boy.
Yeah, I need some validation.
80, yeah. When you're 80 one day, the grandkids are over, you just plug in that system. Look at that. You don't know nothing about that. You know, all that.
They might end up throwing them in the yard or something.
Oh, I know. Yeah, right, like
but one day, though, I'm going to hook everything back up together and just get one more last.
One more play out. Don't blow up the house now.
Yeah, just one more last thump to it.
But that's like CDs, videotapes too.
I got a bunch of those ones.
See, there you go. You just like to keep those things.
I got certain things I like to keep. Like I don't keep clothes too long. You know, if they ain't in regular rotation. But when it come to that, when it come to my music and the CDs and LPs and 45s and cassette tapes, man, it's hard to part with, man. I know we got everything right now. Everything
right there on that right phone.
And all you need is a Bluetooth speaker.
A Bluetooth speaker. Carry that around. Bluetooth speaker.
Make it look. Hey, you know, it still ain't got that thump like the house speaker, though.
Man. No, it ain't got that thump like
them tower speakers. Man, it still ain't got that thump, man.
So, you using speakers that we was using back in the summer of 92, as you say. Huh?
The summer of 92 was something else, man.
The summer of 92. You talking summer of 92 equipment right there, brother.
Right, right. And that's exactly what we were doing too, man. That's exactly what it is. So I'm gonna hold on to them, man. I will probably need some hell of boxes, man. I got nice little cases and everything they go into.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let them go. I need to see them every day too, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Audio Vibe down there on Capitol.
Uh-huh.
Took a lot of my money. And Best Buy took a lot of my money. That was before we really started burning them.
You didn't do the, what was that? Remember that place they used to do?
The 12 by one, get 12 or something.
Yeah. I think that was Columbia House or something.
I did it a couple of times. They started, you wear it all out and they start charging regular.
They keep charging.
So I just needed some validation, man.
So do you think it's a product that you hold on that stuff? Want to hold on to your youth? Or what you think it is?
Hey, who doesn't want to hold on to their youth, man? Tell me an older person our age who wouldn't want to go back to being 27 or 28, 29, 30, or even here, you know, I wouldn't want to go back to my early 20s.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No, mid-20s, 40, you know.
I need to have some money. I need to have some money. I can't.
Exactly. You know, the older we get, the more money we get.
I'll go back to my late 30s or something like this, where you're comfortable and in it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go back to the early 20s.
I'll go back to mid-30s probably, man. 35-ish, 34-ish. Because you know enough.
Right.
You're still young enough to, you know, a little bit. To,
But
you're old enough to know better. You have life experiences. Your frontal lobe developed.
Yeah.
I still don't understand that frontal lobe thing, though.
As they say, it develops as you get older.
Right. So, you know, you make better choices and wiser decisions. Right. But of course, like, who would want to hang on to their youth, though, man?
No, I get it.
I don't know anybody. My mom's a 72. I'm sure she wouldn't mind being 50 years old, right?
50 years like old, right?
So,
Youth is wasted on the young.
It definitely is. But think about it, though. Think about it. If we know what we know now, when you're 22, life in the world would be a whole lot different, man.
A whole lot different.
It'd be some recklessness going on.
I didn't need all that knowledge as a 22-year-old with all that energy. No, brother.
No, exactly, man.
No, brother. You get the knowledge at the right time. Woo!
But you know what? If you think about it, going back to those days in the early 90s, mid-90s, damn, that was the last time the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
Man, that was a long time ago, brother.
The last time they even sniffed, even being close to a Super Bowl.
'95 season.
Think about that, man. Hey, if the Cowboys win, when they win another Super Bowl, I'll put my CDs away.
You sound like a man who know he ain't never gonna put a CD away.
when they win another Super Bowl, I'm just being realistic. I'm being realistic, man.
Well, the Eagles losing all their players, so y'all got a chance of getting that division again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Getting home field advantage. So, all right, man, I just needed some validation and wanted your thoughts on what do you do with old school stuff? Like, who else got their old school stuff like that, man?
I'm sure it's a lot of people. I don't have, you know what I did? I got married. ended up moving from one part of New York to another. Didn't want to carry all that stuff with me. So I had a whole bunch, and I just put it outside.
You put it outside, just. Yeah.
You ain't even they were starting to be obsolete at that time, you know. Yeah. It was like, that's when the MP3s were getting popular and you could find it. Right. It's like, yeah, I just put it out. I was like, what are you going to use with those? You know?
I can't. I would rather, like you said, my son, to gift it to some of my little cousins or something.
Who I know
responsible and won't just, you know what I'm saying, leave them laying outside in the yard and cars running over them and things of that nature. But I know they in good hands with me, though.
Right. Put them in your wheel.
I still got mixtapes, to be honest, that I made from high school. Yeah.
What I did keep was New York is famous for this, the street CDs, where DJ mixes up a bunch of stuff. They call them mixtapes too, you know. Yeah. I think I even got one of 50 Cent before the album came out, Get Rich and Die Trying. Like, I got those, but like the Prince, you know, just the regular things, just put them out there. Cause
I got some bomb love CDs, man.
They take it back in the days.
Some love tapes, rather, from back in the days, man. Some bomb love tapes, cassette tapes. I put together my own mixes.
Oh, I remember them cassette tapes. We used to drive around, slow music.
I'm surprised that I wasn't the daddy four times back in those days. My God. Putting that kind of music out there. I'm surprised I ain't got kids that's 35 years old right now.
You ain't got no kids. You better hope you ain't get somebody come out the woodwork.
Oh, I know for sure, man. But I'm saying, I used to put together some mom love CDs back in those days, man. Way back. I got some nice partying ones too. Not CDs, but tapes.
Right.
I got some partying ones too, though, man.
Well, you mix them up. That was a lot of effort back in the day.
That's
the tapes. Put in a lot of work for that stuff, man.
A lot of effort, man. You had to line up
15
different tapes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then hit pause at the right time. You know, man.
That's a lot of effort going into music back there.
Anybody you know who got a car with a cassette tape in it? I mean, with a
cassette. No, do I know anybody? No, nobody else. But I talk about it.
I think they stopped making that probably back in the early 2000s or something.
Yeah. Remember they used to make the, when CDs became popular, it was the cassette tape, but with the wire that you could put
in. Yeah, but it'd be skipping all over the place, though, man.
Yeah.
Hit a bump. Man.
Nostalgia, though. Technology changed a lot. Think about that. 8-track when we was little kids, right? And now you do it from your phone. So it went from 8-track all the way through now.
All the way. And think about the big old 8-tracks.
Man. I remember Pops used to have an 8-track.
Yeah, ka-clunk, ka-clunk.
Yeah. he had the 8-track of the car, and it was 8-track. He had a part of the stereo system, 8-track. And you know what I used to play all the time? Shaft, Isaac Hayes. I remember that.
Isaac Hayes.
Yeah. Love that boy.
Who is the man?
Yeah.
Shaft. Man, right. Yeah. So yeah, I'm keeping my stuff, man. Hey, I'll put it all away when the Cowboys win the next Super Bowl, man.
That ain't never going away.
Damn.
Leave instructions to your son in the year 2082. Put this stuff away, boy.
Hey, I'm gonna be in a nursing home, man. I'm gonna be in a nursing home with all my shit. What
carrying it.
Hey, but you know what? We all gonna know what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be our generation. So we gonna all, everybody gonna be coming to the room like.
You have all them old ladies jamming in the room.
Hey, they gonna be moving. Hey, you moving too much for old lady, man. They might just more be like. I just need some validation
of that. Even if you need to keep it. As long as you got the room, as long as it's not taking up space, you're not tripping over things. Go ahead, keep it.
No, they ain't taking them so much space. They all like cased up real well, man.
Look, there you go. You'll find a way. So, you know, I guess we might as well get into a little bit of football. Free agent time is coming. A lot of things are happening. And I think, did we touch upon Lamar last week?
I don't think so. I don't think we talked about Lamar that much, man. So let's I don't think we gave him his just due because he's a headliner, man.
Right.
And he needs
to. He's a top quarterback, and he's a top passing quarterback by all the stats. And I think Baltimore did him an injustice, first of all, with the offensive coordinator they had, Greg Roman, who was also the offensive coordinator for Colin Kaepernick. And, you know, people say Lamar gets hurt all the time. Well, he gets hurt because his coach has him run draws and traps and powers and stuff like that.
You know? Like he's a running back.
Like he's a running back, right. Of course he's going to get hurt. He's taking more hits. But when you look at his passing stats, I think he's probably like top five with passing stats, touchdown and interception ratio. And his MVP year, certainly, he led the league in touchdown. The man could pass. So he wants a new contract. He's a free agent. He just got the tag. And he wants more guaranteed money or as much guaranteed money as Deshaun Watson. The owners don't want to do it. So people think there's some collusion where the owners, where the Ravens basically say, we're going to put this tag on him. Please don't go after him, you know, because that's going to make it force us to pay everybody guaranteed money.
If we start right. That. Right.
My thing is this. I'm all in his camp with Lamar. But I think he needs an agent. And people get offended when you say things like that. Well, his mother is his agent. He could do that. But here's the difference between an agent. So Greg, your agent, and Miss Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. That just popped in my head. Between Greg and Miss Jackson. When Lamar says, I want $230 million guaranteed, and the Baltimore Ravens say, we're going to give you $133 guaranteed. Right? That's where all that stops. But Greg, as your agent, says we want 233 guaranteed. Baltimore says we want 133 guaranteed. Greg, as your agent, lies. And you know why Greg, as your agent, lies? Because they know I have other clients and I deal with other teams and other general managers. And Greg, as your agent, says, well, we just talked to Atlanta or whoever it is, and they're talking about giving us 190 guaranteed.
Right.
Then you call up Atlanta's general manager who said, Lamar doesn't actually want 230 guaranteed. He'll do 200 guaranteed. How do you feel about that? And Greg would probably have a relationship with three or four general managers who would consider it, because Greg would say, well, if you help me work through this, you know, if you help me and you guys sign Lamar, what I'll do is my other client who's a tight end who's coming up next year, and my other client who's a defensive end coming up next year, and my other client who's a offensive tackle coming up in 2 years, I'll make sure you're the first option that they look for in free agents. That's how agents leverage these things. Lamar's mama can't do that because who else is Lamar mama talking to in NFL? Oh, yeah. Nobody.
You got to pit them owner with a GM against each other, exactly. So to speak. And she don't have those connections.
Nope.
And she, to me, she did a good job starting off.
Right.
But now with this next contract, you need somebody with some experience. It's too much money on the table to forfeit it. You need somebody with some experience who knows the game, who's been around for a while. Like you said, you got some other clients, right. You got relationships with general managers. I think it's time to take a step back. I mean, if you get that guaranteed money, you can go ahead and pay this agent.
Right.
You know, you can go ahead and do that, man. And I understand, like, you want to, you know, a lot of these agents sneaky. Like you just said, you a lie. Yeah. But that's part of the game. That's how it is, man. And I think they're doing him a disservice. As well, the Deshaun Watson contract just raised the bar. Like, it's like a high jump that's about 15 feet. You know what I'm saying? And it's a once-in-a-lifetime situation. You won't see that anymore, man. Maybe when Mahomes back up again, you might see something similar.
Oh, you're going to see it. You're going to see it in about 5 years when 29-year-old Jordan Love come up to that third contract. Yes. You're going to see that joint. You're going to see the Packers be like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, he needs an agent, though. It's about time. It's too much money. Emotion.
Yeah.
It's too much money on the table. Get with a professional who knows how to market you, who knows how to sell you, of course, marketing, and who's been there before, who's not going to start sweating and get too anxious and emotional and whatever.
Right. And it takes the emotion out, too. This way, there's no emotion involved. You let me handle all that, Lamar. You go sit over on the sideline, relax, do what you got to do. You let me handle, because I'm sure his mama's hearing things and she's going back and telling him.
Of course.
Agents filter. Yeah. They only tell you what you need to know. They might be hearing, oh, well, Lamar's this, this, and that. But I ain't going to tell you what they're saying. I'm saying, okay, whatever, And I'm going to keep it moving. You ain't got to worry about all that. All that emotion is taken out. Well, Lamar's just a runner, all that. I'm not going to say all that to him, bring all that information back to him. I'm just going to keep on negotiating. What I'm also going to do, I have leverage in this way. Besides bringing my new guys to them, maybe I got two or three other guys who are in that organization. Well, if you stiff us on this, I'm going to make sure my guys don't resign with you. I'm going to make sure because I'm going to tell them Baltimore don't want to pay. They don't want to pay their players. Right. They want to use you, leave you, all that.
They don't want to win either. They don't want to pay.
Just it's a game that's played. It's a negotiation. It's a thing. And Deshaun Watson got that fully guaranteed. And it might take a while to get that, but eventually it's going to get to that. You can't watch. It's going to get to that. But instead of 100% guarantee, why don't you just give me 75% guarantee, 80% guarantee? Let's do it that way. Let's see.
And that's generational wealth. As it is, though, even if it's 80, what does he want? He want over Deshaun Jackson, right?
I think he wants the same.
He wants the same.
So I think that's 230.
If you take,
well, Kyler Murray, put it this way, Kyler Murray's getting 185.
Okay, because 75.
He's better than Kyler Murray.
75% of that 230 is like 173 right. million.
Right.
Why would you pass that up?
Because Kyler Murray's getting 185. What I would do is this. Kyler Murray's getting 185 guaranteed. You damn right I'm better than Kyler Murray. You better give me a 195 guaranteed. you can't even compare him and Kyler Murray. So you could throw the Deshaun Watson contract away. Let's pretend Deshaun Watson don't even count.
That's just an outlier. Right. That's a way.
But if Kyler Murray's getting 185, I'm better than it. Well, I would actually ask for 200. If that dude's getting 185, that dude's getting 185, you better give me 200. I want an MVP, homie. And we'll see what happened when I wasn't there.
Actually, man, Hundy didn't look all that bad, though.
They didn't win, though.
But they didn't win. He was reaching that ball over the goal line and it popped out, man.
I don't want to hear it. Because otherwise, whenever they bring up
quarterbacks, I'm not saying he's better than Lamar.
But I'm saying whenever they bring up quarterbacks, they want to bring up wins. And they did not win when Lamar Jackson wasn't there. So no, give me my money to honey guaranteed. And you can make the contract look like it's 250. So to the outside world, look like I'm making.
Hey, long as my money is in the bank, 200. Yeah.
$200 guarantee, and let's call it a day. Because you ain't gonna find another quarterback.
It's gonna be interesting though, man. It's gonna be.
There's no replacing.
I'm thinking, how many times has he played at least 14 games in a season? Has he been that healthy?
I know he missed 11 games over the last two seasons, but I will say this. I ain't even going to count the games he missed this year. Because whether he says it or not, I believe he was hurt, one. I ain't going to never say nobody was hurt because you always hurt in football. But I believe if he would have had a contract in place, he would have tried to play those games.
Oh, yeah, he would have played.
To get them into the playoffs. And you can't count benefit. The games that he missed. Yeah, you can't count the games he missed this year because I think he was like I'm not going to rush myself to play for y'all. No.
Right. If you don't want to take care of me.
And he showed them exactly what life looks like without Lamar Jackson because those dudes don't come. They right. do not come like that. That's like once every 10 drafts right there. What's the difference between him and Cam Newton? The age difference. So once every 7-8 years where a guy can run and pass like that, you know what I mean? Right. Like has an elite arm and be able to run like that. I mean, Cam Newton, another one they use too much to run. He got
his he was getting hit.
He was taking all kinds of hits,
man. I mean, he was a big boy. He's built much differently than Lamar.
Yeah. He was this kid. That's what I fear about this kid in Buffalo. That he's gonna suffer the same fate that Cam Newton. Because they like to run him in Buffalo. Yeah, they like to run him in Buffalo too.
But you know what? It should get to a point where he should be smart enough to be like,
right.
I'm dumping this baby off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like after doing that for like 3 years, 4 years, your body gonna let you know, like, you know what, man? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm so, just trying to even think though. What about Hurts and old boy? No, Hurts. His arm got better dramatically. You can tell he worked on his game.
They got to pay Hurts this year, though. They got to extend him this year because he's second rounder, so he don't have that fifth-year option.
Yeah, he don't have that fifth-year option.
After this coming year, yeah, he's free.
Him and Fields, they some running brothers too, man.
Okay, Fields is an excellent runner, but he's not good at passing, bro.
But you know what? Open man. I think, though, to me, Hurts makes strides in his passing. Right. Those receivers make a difference. So they surrounded him with some better receivers. But he impressed me with his throwing this year, man. And I'm thinking Fields possibly could do the same thing, man.
Hurts was still a better passer than Fields was in college. Hurts was more like footwork. Fields, he doesn't have that anticipation that's needed. That's
that Dak Prescott syndrome.
He needs to see the dude like open, and by the time the dude opens, it's too late. You got to throw him over. You got to have that anticipation. You got to have that feel for it.
If the safety's over the top, the linebacker's in the middle, and he's splitting both of them, you got to lead them to that empty space. Yeah, that's crucial. That's where Dak. I don't see that from Dak unless the receiver's wide open. I don't see that from Dak either. But I remember Hurts though. Hurts couldn't in Alabama. The dude couldn't throw well to me at all, man. That's why Tua came in and was slinging that baby around.
But in Oklahoma, he was slinging that thing. That's when he started really throwing it like that. That dude in Oklahoma had him, Lincoln Riley, had him throwing it.
Yeah. I know in Alabama, I'm thinking like, man, it was that championship game, I think it was. And he couldn't throw for Jack, dude.
Hey, but they wouldn't have won that Tua championship without Hurts. Remember who Tua got hurt?
Yeah.
In the SEC championship game. Where they go, oh, Jalen, help us.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they have a hell of a 1-2 punch, though.
He could have left that year, but he stuck it out.
He stuck it out,
And they better be glad he stuck it out as backup because they needed it. They needed every bit of it.
All right, so yeah, let's see what will pans out with Lamar, man.
Yeah, I just think he needs an agent. At this point, just even if you don't have to have a full agent, if you got a problem with them taking whatever percentage it is that you're taking, there's guys who, if it's 10%, that's the standard. There's guys who will help you out for like 3%.
Right.
There's guys you need somebody who's involved, who knows, you know. Because it's in the benefit, the agents and the player, to try to get as much guarantee money as possible so that bar goes up. And that bar goes up, you know? It's just...
So Kyler is the highest behind Deshaun with 180.
And guaranteed money.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. All right. You know, there's per year and all that, you know, I think per year right now, the Jets' new quarterback is going to be the highest paid per year at 59.5.
Good transition a little bit, man.
The Jets quarterback going to be 59.5.
I still think he's going to be under center.
No, brother.
He's going to be under Jets. Center. Yeah, he's going to be under center next year.
Yeah, for the Jets. Hey,
my thing is, man, and I know you don't like speaking on this dude too much. I wouldn't want him in my locker room, man. The Jets had a nice squad last year. The quarterback was shady. Okay.
Can I tell you this?
I wouldn't want dog in my locker room.
Pause. Hold on. I say a lot of things about this dude, but we're talking about the Jets. Them boys ain't been to a Super Bowl since before we was born. That's like the Sacramento Kings saying, oh, we don't want LeBron on our team. No, you do want LeBron. Or no, we don't want KD on our team. No, you do, because you ain't never had nothing like it in the history of your organization.
You know what, though?
They're the Jets.
He'd tear that locker room apart, man.
We'll see.
He'd tear that locker room apart, in my opinion.
He got all the power. He's a GM. He got all the power. We'll see how that works.
And that's what I'm saying, man. He's already telling them, hey, I want this player.
And they did it, didn't they?
And that player.
And they did it, didn't they?
And that's what he's basically saying, I'm running this team.
And they did it, didn't they?
Well, I know who they got.
Lazard.
Lazard, yeah. And they did
it. They paid him $11 million. He got $11 million. He got his boy paid.
That's wild.
I just want everybody, though, the irony, right? Here's the irony. He complained a couple of years ago about not having receivers or not getting in guys in Green Bay, right? So these exact same guys that you complained about and not getting and all that, those are the exact same people that you want over New York. So those guys obviously weren't bad. Well, one, Devontae Adams went to the Raiders for a 1-2. Is the best receiver in the league. The other one with the Kansas City just won a Super Bowl, gets paid $10 million. So he's got to be something. And basically he balled out in the AFC championship game in Valdez-Scantling. And this dude just got $11 million a year. So obviously they must've been some kind of good. So where's the disconnect? See, explain that to me.
I guess it's a common denominator, man.
There you go.
I wouldn't want him in the locker room, though. I'm not going to lie, man. I wouldn't want to. I mean, the way he was talking about those young receivers last year.
Well, why know
he's not the one coming to camp, working with him.
Yeah.
Nah.
Why you think he's not here? Not in Green Bay anymore, past tomorrow. Why you think?
So you think he sold his condo?
I think that'd be too much right now. I think he'll wait. He'll do it middle of the year or something like that. He'll put his
house. Think he gonna set his CDs out on the curb?
He gonna set them CDs out on the curb. the greatest hits, Super Bowl 2010. You know, Atlanta. You know, he'll set those greatest hits out there. But it's time. And I think his feelings were hurt, and that's why he's taking so long, because he thought he was gonna come out of that darkness and tell the Packers, hey, I want to come back. And he got out of that darkness, and ain't no coming back. Packers like, nah, we good.
You go ahead and stay in the dark, man. Go ahead and stay in the dark. What is this contract with the Jets gonna look like? 2 years? Yeah, 3 years?
I think 2 years. 2 years. He get paid 2 years. What is it? 120. 60 and 60. Then they'll have to break it up. They're probably going three at a year. So it'll probably be 3 years, but really two, because they got to spread that money out for cap reasons.
Right.
So three years, 120, basically. With all guaranteed, 120. You know what? They won't do all guaranteed, because that'll start a fire with Lamar, because that's two fully guaranteed contracts right there. So it'll probably be 3 years, 150. With 120 guaranteed. 60 and 60, because he ain't taking no pay cut.
So when Favre went over to the Jets, it was only a 1 year deal.
1 year. Was it? No. He retired. The Jets released him, and then he went and signed with Minnesota.
With Minnesota. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And he was balling out of Minnesota back in those days. I mean, that year.
That 1 year, he was balling. I think he was 33-7. He was 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
Man, but he threw that interception in the championship.
The most crucial interception, yeah. But and that's what people were saying. They knew Favre still had juice in the tank. They were just ready to move on to the next quarterback. Just like they know this dude got juice in the tank. That's just the way this organization rolls. And like he said, Mark Murphy, the president, the other day, you know, most athletes don't get to stay their whole career with one team. He just basically came out and said it.
Right, right. Even the greatest ones. Even the greatest. Yeah. Joe Montana.
Peyton Manning. Rice, Tom Brady. Yeah,
everybody. Emmitt Smith. They don't stay with it. OJ Simpson. You know what I'm saying? They don't stay.
Yeah, they don't stay.
The whole career, man. So, yeah.
OJ went to San Fran, right? Buffalo to San Fran.
Yep.
I think. Yeah.
Joe
Willie Namath went to, I think, the Chargers or something like that.
Did he go to the Chargers?
I think it was the Chargers at the end of his career. Yeah, it's like you can name him. Elway's the only one. That's because he retired right after at like 38 because he knew if he would stay a little bit more, they probably would have moved on.
Yeah.
You know?
Peyton Manning went to Denver. Got him a championship. He had an elite
defense. Yeah.
Elite defense. Hey, Russell Wilson.
They all changed. Right. You know, 10 years from now, it's probably Mahomes going to be somewhere, you know, playing for Dallas or something. You know, I'm just putting Dallas out there, but I'm just saying, you know.
Oh, no, it's not good.
Because like, he's from Texas. He's from Texas. That's why I said.
Yeah, he's from Texas. Yeah. I think, my boss said she didn't, he grew up not that far from her. She's a little older, of course. But yeah, you know, maybe a different county or something, but it wasn't that far down there in Texas.
Yeah, so. But his father smoking that burrow, as he said.
That burrow. I'm smoking that junk burrow. Like you said, man, he'd be cool to hang out with, man.
Yeah, he'd be cool to hang out with.
Yeah, he would. Like you said, he our age and our age group too.
Hanging out with old Patty.
All right, but yeah, a lot of moving going around right now too, man. Free agency. Cowboys picked him up a defensive back.
I saw Stephon Gilmore,
man.
A little bit old. I didn't know he was 30, going to be 33, though.
I knew he'd been around for a minute. I thought he was in the upper 20s.
Right.
He'll be 33 during the season.
I thought he was like 30, maybe turning 31 this year. He turned 33 this year.
But we'll see how they're going to use him, though.
He's better than what they got, put it like the other guy on the other side.
They had.
Is that boss man fat on the other side?
Oh, that how they had Anthony Browns, but he but you remember he got burned by Watson one of the first games. I mean, first play against the Packers.
But that's
and
everybody got burned.
Yeah. It hit his head on the grass and went out with a concussion. He's serviceable, but they need somebody that can play that position, make plays on that position, not always trolling a receiver, man.
Yeah. It's not embarrassing to get burned by Watson. Probably everybody in the league would get burned by Watt. That dude runs a 4.2.
I understand that, but
that's like saying, "Oh, you got burned by a cheetah over there in Miami." Yeah, okay, he runs 4.2.
You don't get burned and then fall down and hit your head. He was
so fast, he shook him up.
Anthony Brown fast too, but the thing about it is, them fast receivers like that, if they ain't in the slot. Try to body him a little bit so that, you know, slow him down. Don't let him get that free release like that, man. Well,
see, this dude is like 6'4", 220-something pounds. He's a freak of nature. This ain't no small little – this ain't Cheetah who's small. This dude is big. This dude is big. That's what makes him impossible sometimes. That's why he had the highest percentage of contested catches because that body's so big.
He's athletic, though. You see it. Y'all got one right there, though.
Yeah, thanks Minnesota for that one because they traded. We got Minnesota traded for two, traded that last year's draft. They traded with Detroit. Detroit got the guy from Alabama, Williamson.
What position? The defensive end.
No, receiver. Williams, I think his name is.
Okay.
Williams. And then they traded with Green Bay the next round. And they got Watson. It's like, you done traded. And now Minnesota just basically got rid of all their D-backs. They left, signed the other way. It's like, you helped the two teams out that's going to be killing you. Yeah.
In your division. Yeah.
What are you doing?
In your division. I think Dallas traded with Philadelphia when they ended up getting Parsons, too.
Really?
They moved down, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago when they got Parsons. They moved down because them D-backs was off the board. Oh,
but moving down is one thing. Both these teams moved up. Minnesota helped them move up. I'd have been like, no, I ain't.
Well, he gonna be haunting their ass for years to come, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna be haunting their ass for years to come. If he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. Like you say he a big boy. He looked in on TV. What he six, you said 6'4", 220 or whatever?
220, yeah.
He looks thin. He looks thin to me. But, you know, he might put on a little bit of more, some muscle and whatnot. So, but he looks thin.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. You know, Packers like them big dudes, them big receivers, though.
I mean, every team needs one. Every team needs, like, a A.J. Green, a Julio Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, and you know what I'm saying? A T.O., Dez Bryant type of physical.
Big dude.
Everybody needs one of those, man. Get them contested jump balls, man. And then you need like a cheetah too, man. You need somebody.
You need some,
shifty in, you know what I'm saying?
Go through all that,
Yeah, so if you can surround yourself with, you know, somebody come out the slot like that, them big body receivers, somebody take the top off, hey, you'll do well, man. If you got the quarterback, get them the ball.
You got the quarterback.
You'll do well.
Yeah, we got the quarterback, brother. I'm excited to see the man.
Man. Hey, he's just throwing on air, man. Everybody, I need out there and throw on air.
Did
man.
You not see the game against Philadelphia? That one air he was throwing on, brother.
That was what, a half? You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't
any game tape on him.
It don't matter.
I can throw on air, man.
Don't hate.
Back there and throw the ball.
Don't hate. This is what I do know.
I'm just saying, he looks better than Dak Prescott. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. By the middle of the season, you're going to be like, yeah, it was better than that. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. No, he was hitting the cast in stride.
Yeah.
The throw was coming out on time. He wasn't hesitating. Mm-hmm. He was decisive. I'll give him that.
Okay.
I'll give him that.
And you know what I like about him? Him and Hurts have the same traits. Dude throws the touchdown because I was watching this game the other day. You know, in my excitement, dude throws the touchdown to Watson, Philadelphia. He comes back to the bench. Everybody just jumping around happy.
He just sit down.
And he look at the iPad. And that's the same thing Hurts do. And, you know, he's like listening to people. He's like, he's just calm.
Yeah.
Whether it's Hurts bad or good, he's like right there. Hurts would be like.
Hurts don't. He'll just sit there looking stoic. You know what I'm
saying? I like that, though. I like that. So you don't panic. Your team doesn't panic.
Right. No, of course. As you being a leader, I mean, you take the form of the quarterback and your coach.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the ultimate leaders on the team for the most part. But, yeah, you do take that. You know, it's just like a Tony Dungy type of coach. He ain't jumping up and down. And he's not like old boy in Seattle.
Pete Carroll.
He's not like Pete Carroll. Yeah. So you do take the demeanor of your coach, man.
Yeah.
Like, act like you've been there before, man.
But I just like the fact that if things fall apart, the other dudes can look to him like, okay, well, he's calm. I'm going to stay calm, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Because he's calm, yeah.
Unlike
the other dude, when shit will go wrong, he's out there pointing the finger at everybody else. Right. And it just makes everybody tight.
His body demeanor, like, now you're afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. Why would you want that in the locker room, Nico?
Because
on the real. And I know the Jets haven't hadn't won anything. They did come up and beat Green Bay though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Man.
That ain't saying much.
Why would you want that in your locker room though?
Because no matter what his faults are. He is, and I've said that, a supremely gifted thrower of the football, probably the best pure thrower of the football we have ever seen. Could throw from any arm angle, off the wrong foot, on the move.
Except
the Jets have never, ever had anything in the history. Even the last Packers quarterback that went there, that's probably the closest in talent that they've ever had at quarterback.
I'm going with Joe Montana. I'm going with Ken O'Brien, dog.
For the Jets?
That's how I get. I'm just saying, man.
And if you're the owner. Like to be that,
who is that young receiver over there they got with the Jets?
Garrett Wilson?
Yeah. Could you imagine him just happen to run the wrong play, happen to drop a ball?
He going to get it.
And you got this dude.
Yep, he going to get it. He going to get it. They all get it. That's why he got Lazard over there. So when they go over the hand signal meeting on Saturdays and this dude get in the middle of the game and change up the hand signals, somebody got to catch him. Because them other dudes ain't going to catch him. Them other dudes ain't going to catch him. You know, so, you know. And it's money. That's the owner. You know how much money that dude's gonna bring and value to that.
Oh no, and that's what I mean. In that New York media, that New York market, not necessarily that franchise itself, but just being in New York, the number one
media. And somebody, but people keep saying this. How's Aaron Rodgers gonna handle the New York media? And as we're seeing already, he ain't even officially signed with the team. And those people are losing their minds. The question is not how Aaron Rodgers is gonna handle New York media.
How is New York going
to handle Aaron Rodgers? Because he's different cat, bro. He's a different cat. And like the Green Bay media knows them now. They're used to them. They know what to do. You know,
small community, very, very small community.
They know what to do, what to ask, how to handle them. They know whether his answers are genuine answers or he's like trying to pull somebody's leg. Like when he said he had COVID toe and all that. Like,
I've been immunized.
What's the New York media going to do? They're going to lose their mind. They won't even know. When he don't answer the question they want him to answer the right way, the way they want to answer, he don't care because you know what he's going to do? He's going to go over the next Tuesday on Pat McAfee and explain himself. And all of that be quashed. I don't think they're ready for it.
Maybe Pat McAfee don't want him back next year.
Yeah, of course. That's money. He coming on Pat McAfee tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go make that announcement.
I saw you tweet that. I mean, you sent that out there, man.
That's shmoney.
I don't watch Pat McAfee, but I might.
I don't watch it either. I just hear the stuff that Rodgers usually say on that joint. Because you know,
I might just tune in.
All the Green Bay media will put the stuff that he puts on there. So this is what I don't want. This is what I don't want to hear. What they try to do, the national media, and they got shut up quick. That first game of the season, remember Devontae had that great game, and I think the Packers receivers didn't catch that many passes. They're like, Devontae Adams did this, Packers receivers did that.
Right.
Then it turned where Devontae wasn't getting balls. He got like two catches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the Packers, that's when Dobbs started getting better, Romeo Dobbs, and his ball started, and he started catching touchdowns and stuff like this. Watson was hurt. That kind of quieted down because now it's not a story anymore because now the Packers receivers were doing better than Devontae. You know, and then it kind of evened out in the end. But it's like, you know they're going to do that. If Aaron Rodgers has a good game and Jordan Love is just okay.
Of course. I think, what, they won't – they just played the Jets. The Packers just played the Jets last year. They won't see them
again for 3 years.
So they probably won't ever meet.
He's done.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That would be something, him coming back to Green Bay, though. Like, Favre came back to Green Bay and lit them up, man.
I was hoping – that he would go to the Raiders because I was taking my butt to I'm still going to Las Vegas for the Packers Raiders. But man, I would have been in the Las Vegas Packers Raiders.
What time of the year? Oh, the schedule ain't out.
Oh, we don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll get my booking agent Marquise to help me out. He'll get all the details.
You know that.
He'll get all the details. Yeah.
Hey, I'll just be ready to see you all over. Hey, your picture gonna be all over the damn place.
All over.
If you go on with him and shit, man.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm telling you, you got to put the pictures away. Dude.
Yeah, exactly, man. You can't be like John Morant, man. Could you imagine having that type of technology when we were young?
No.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, man, because it is, yeah.
we could move around back in the day and nobody would know where you at. Now it's like,
oh man. Hey, the only time they know where you at if they pull out a big old Polaroid.
Yeah, snap it. And keep them joints in their pocket.
Hey, you gotta shake it. Yeah, so yeah. So I'm just thinking, man, like these cats nowadays, man, like everybody got their phone out, man.
Everybody got their phone out.
You can't instead go of me. Instead of trying to help the person that got in the car accident,
they tape recording.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody getting beat up and they recording it instead of stopping them, you know, jumping in.
You got 15 people around just recording.
Man. With cameras, yeah.
It's a different time. I'm glad.
Yes, we were young.
Technology
we were
wasn't young. Around.
Yeah.
Well, we were kids, man. We were young because, things would have been wild. Things would have been wild.
And that would have stunted our production.
Hey, there would have been some workaround though. They would have been like, "Hey, you coming into this party?
We need to do the Derek Jeter. Put your phones in the basket
and sign this contract.
Yeah,
sign the NDA.
Man, no, you can't have nothing. No privacy." I mean, you can't, because it's always going, you go to a party, you can tell somebody, oh, I ain't going there. You know, you end up going to the party, then somebody snapping pictures and putting them on social media. It's like, you might even just get caught in the back drinking, you know, having a drink. And it's like, oh, I got you back there. And it's like, no,
it's a different time. No. Man. Like I said, I'm glad that we're not in those times. I mean, these times right now, being young and that you, making some bad decisions. We all made bad decisions.
It's there forever, though. It's there forever. We all did stupid stuff, but it's not on video. It's not on tape now. So it's forever. It's forever on the internet. Once it get on the internet, that's it.
If it was on video, we would have had to have that big old news camera.
Yeah. News 12, action news.
Hey, it would have been a real or real one. You know what
real,
I'm saying?
Real, yeah. Get that real, real good.
Hey, man. Pop the trunk. And be like, hey, y'all, hold on, man.
While I get this, yeah.
I want to film this, man. So, yeah, things are different now, man. I mean, I like the technology.
Right.
I'm glad it came after us, though.
After us, yes.
After our smart bad decisions.
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, man.
And hey, can you imagine?
What?
Could you imagine, like right now, like you can track your kids when they driving, see how fast they going,
yep.
See where they are at.
Yep.
Could you imagine who was driving back in them days?
Why was you going 95 down Hampton?
What? Hey, why were you playing Dan Tanner in a parking lot? Of your
looking at this, it looked like you were just driving in circles. At 40 miles per hour, what's going on?
So think about it, man. So yeah, it's crazy. Even my little cousin drives. Uh-huh. My niece got her license, I think last month, something like that. But my sister got on my niece's phone some kind of app that you can track their location.
Uh-huh.
And you can also see how fast they're going. So my niece is in the passenger seat and my cousin is driving well over the speed limit.
Uh-oh.
And my sister was able to call my niece or something like that. I'm like, hey, why is Nene going so fast? You know what I'm saying? Because
wow.
You know, think about that, man. Think about that.
No, man.
Yeah, it's a different time now, man. It's a different time.
No, man, I couldn't. Yeah, we grew up in the right time. We were right about our time. We were right about our time because
why we're that unknown generation.
Why we're unknown. Yes, right. We're in the shadows. Right.
On that note, let's close out. I got a question for next week, man.
Go ahead.
Next episode.
What's the question?
How long do you keep a pair of drawers?
What?
How long should you keep a pair of underwear, man?
They got holes in them?
Hey, this is a question for next week, man. I'm just curious.
Why? You got a closet full of...
It's random. It's random.
Starch? You do got starch drawers? You got to hit them over the table.
But I was watching this dude, and we can let you know, let's finish it off next week though. I was watching this so-called influencer on a short, you know, YouTube short or whatever it is.
Right.
And he was talking about dress attire or whatever, and how long you should keep some underwear. And I was just curious. I had to pose that question, man. How long are you supposed to keep some drawers?
I mean, I got a good amount of drawers. So I probably got some that been in there, you know, since I've been buried, brother. I got some old drawers in there. That's why I asked, are they holy or just old, hey, like, been used?
You should have saw your face. You like, what?
You know, because we all got that pair of drawers that we're comfortable in. You walk around the house and
I ain't gonna lie.
Balls hanging out.
When I get a hole in them, if I get a hole in them, they gone. They gone right away.
That's why I asked you if there's holes in them. But what if they don't get holes in
them? And we'll ask JT. Hey, just JT, just to get his natural reaction.
He probably got draws from 1992, wasn't it?
Them tidy whities, man.
Them tidy whities. His draws probably all white, all tight.
Hey, them fruity balloons. Hey, that was probably the only brand that was making them back when he was growing up was fruity balloons, man.
Coming out with the, like looking like the grape. Remember the grape and that was
all there. Hey, the brother was a grape.
Yeah.
How long do you supposed to keep them draws, dog? That's a good question, man.
Ask Michael Jordan, Haynes.
Yeah, made me think, man. Made me think, like, wow.
That's a question we might have to do the whole episode. How long are you supposed to keep this? How long are you supposed to keep that? Let's do that next
week. I'm with that, man.
Old man. On that note, everybody, we'll catch you next time on Generate Next.
Hey, I'm about to go put a couple CDs in, man.
Yeah, put them CDs in there.
Peace.
Peace.